Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
We ask, is chivalry dead?
Hey, we catch up with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 and a brilliant solo career.
Claire shares his family's experience with autism.
And modern music might help fight off the mozzies.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home. Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
Catching up with Rob Thomas, we've been talking about the Matchbox 20 superstar and, of course, solo man. We're still trying to track him down at this point in time.
Yes.
His new album is called Chip to Smile. It's out April 29th. I love it from there. We love it. The one and only multi-Grammy winner, Rob Thomas. G'day, Rob. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Rob, great to talk to you again. Actually, I heard you were on a Rolling Stone music podcast talking about your solo album, and you mentioned that there were advantages to being middle-aged. I think people need to be reminded that it can be a good thing. What has aging done for you and your music?
I just think, honestly, that, you know, you're a more interesting person than you are in your 20s. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've had more experiences, you've loved more, you've lost more. And so if you're writing, I think that comes into it a little bit more.
Oh, God, I hope that's true, Rob. I hope I am more interesting. mate, it's a pleasure for me. I've not had the chance to talk to you before, and I was reading up on you and your extraordinary upbringing and the challenges that came with that. And then I was listening to One Less Day and listening to the lyrics, and it seemed to be a sort of, you know, personal anthem of survival. Is that a fair sort of assessment?
I think it is, and I mean, and also in the sense that, you know, over the last few years, we've lost some people that were really, really close to us, and so you realize that getting older, you know, it's not a hindrance, and people talk about it. I don't just mean getting older from, like, I'm 47, I don't mean getting old. I mean, like, you know, in your 20s and just getting older, and the idea that it's a privilege that's not afforded to everyone, and so you kind of appreciate every day a little bit more when you realize that.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, all those years and all those artists you've worked with, inspirational people like Willie Nelson and Carlos Santana and your mate Mick Jagger, have you got any updates on Mick's health? We hear he's not doing so well.
You know what? I don't, but I really, really am hoping for a recovery. I mean, everywhere that I've read and everyone I've talked to says that it seems like he's going to have a recovery. It's just when you're getting older and you have any kind of a serious surgery, it's going to take a minute for recovery.
Yeah, he's going to have heart surgery, so the replacement valve. So we wish him the best.
Now, Rob, that song
played. Without a doubt.
Sorry, go on.
No, that was it.
That's it. Go, Mick.
That song we just played, I love it. There's something really a bit more rock about it that I liked. You know, is there something that transcending through the album?
I think in parts. I mean, you know, like, I think in my past records, I would always have a song like A Someday, but then I would always have a song like This Is How a Heart Breaks. And so I want to have, like, you've only got 12 songs in a way to kind of represent the way that you've been feeling and the music that you're listening to since the last time you put out a record. And so I try and have a little bit of a journey there, so that if you're one of those people that's still inclined to listen to a record from the beginning to the end, it'll have a little bit of everything and it'll take you on a journey. Like, you want this record to be for your Saturday night, but then you also want it to be for your Sunday, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, party and recovery. We love that. Covering all bases.
Exactly.
And, mate, wonderful, you know, solo career, wonderful career across a very broad spectrum. I did have someone in the office say to me, can you please ask Rob, Matchbox 20, is it dead? Are you going to get together again?
No, we are very much alive. Uh-huh. Paul's been doing film scoring, and Kyle is in the middle of a solo tour right now, and I'm doing the solo record. But we were just talking about trying to figure out how we could soon put some new music out. We realized that we toured like a summer before last, but we did it in the States for our 20th
anniversary. Oh, better be in the States for 20th anniversary. Rob.
He's dropped out.
We've lost Rob Thomas.
Oh.
Hey, Rob, if you can hear us, mate, we love you, man.
Thank you.
Oh, what terrible timing. What a shame.
Rob Thomas's new album, Chip Tooth Smile, is featuring the single One Less Day, and I love it, is out April 26th. It says on, just look at his Twitter feed right here.
Yeah, I'm just seeing the manager is telling us that we didn't pay our bill.
Oh, really?
Bill. Yeah, sorry about that.
Can we get a handout from the government?
Welcome to live radio.
Yeah. Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20, and of course, an amazing solo career as we've talked about, and that album is out at the end of this month.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, one of the superstars of world cricket, 405 test wickets, throughout the journey of his cricket career, was the best bowler on the planet. Oh, pretty much his whole career.
Wonderful
in
bowler.
In his 98 tests. His name is Curtly Ambrose, the West Indian superstar. Eliminated last night from Dancing with the Stars, and he joins us now. Curtly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Curtly. Now, how do your cricket skills take you to the dance floor?
Well, I reckon they figure that I've got good moves, I've got good rhythm, so yeah, here I am.
Well, Sir Curtly, thank you for so many wonderful memories on the cricket pitch and now wonderful memories on the ballroom floor. What did you enjoy more, dancing a foxtrot or scaring the hell out of Australian batsmen?
Well, it's totally different. The cricket was my job, and my job was to win. So hence all my aggression and my meanness and everything else. The ballroom dancing now is total entertainment, a lot of fun, and a chance to show Australians and other, and the rest of the world that there's another side to Curtly Ambrose.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Curtly, you'd have pretty fond memories of our home of cricket for so many years, the Wacker. You destroyed the Aussies here a few times.
Yes. The Wacker has been my most successful ground in Australia. I've played 3 test matches at the Wacker, and I've taken 24 wickets, which was amazing.
Yeah, but you had a wonderful time doing this Dancing with the Stars. You enjoyed it very much?
I certainly did. I mean, Siobhan and myself, you know, despite our height difference.
Yes. Yeah, she's tiny compared to you.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
I believe so.
Yes, I do too.
I believe they paired us up on purpose, you know. But I think that we made it work very well, and that was our magic, because everyone probably think it wouldn't work. But, you know, Siobhan was magnificent, and it worked very well, and we had a lot of fun.
Hey, Curtly, good to catch up, mate. We knew we were talking to a legend today, and even though you've gone from the dance floor, we'll let you go and wish you all the best in teaching those moves to your wife, Bridget.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
2 million.
1 Perth person.
Two.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I want to be a millionaire.
This is getting serious because we're giving someone here in Perth the chance to win $2 million this Friday, but today is like D-Day, isn't it?
It certainly is. Let's go to Mundaring. Lynn, good morning and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you are now one of the very last people to join our shortlist for the chance to win $2 million.
I can't believe it. My son was in the back and he thought, can I call now, Mum?
Oh, so your son gave you the... Have you been trying to get through?
Yeah, whenever we hear it in the mornings or after school, he tries to call. So,
yep.
Very amazing. He's awesome.
Does that mean that, Lynn, if you win this $2 million, you've got to buy your son something special?
Oh, he'll probably want half, yep.
What's his name, Lynn?
Hunter.
Morning, Hunter.
The Hunter and the Hunted.
Yes.
Taking half, what would Hunter spend his money on?
I want to get a fishing drone for my birthday, which is coming up soon.
Oh, good on you.
Hi, Hunter. Right. Happy birthday. A drone. Oh, Captain Paul knows all about drones.
He's the expert here, Hunter.
I just bought a fishing attachment for my drone, actually. I'm just about to put it on there. Yeah, they're fantastic. So I'm going drone fishing at Easter down in Denmark.
Okay,
Hunter, we'd suggest you could go along with Captain Paul, but now that his hands all strapped
it's
up,
a bit dangerous.
It's probably not safe.
Although you could probably look after him, Hunter.
And we've just seen a very nice drone there. It's only worth $300,000, Lynn. So that Hunter could spend his money wisely on one of those.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, well, you could afford it with $2 million. Hey, you know you're one of the last people to qualify. It's the final day, Lynn.
I know.
Yeah, well done.
Well, Lynn, tomorrow we will be announcing the Perth local who will be our finalist. We'll be calling you, could be calling, so make sure you've got your phone on you because the person has to answer to win it.
Okay. Happy birthday tomorrow, so fingers crossed.
Oh, very good. It's all happening in your place, isn't it?
Good luck. You could be here on Friday. There'll be 100 songs. 99 of them are worth 10 grand, and one of them is worth $2 million. And the songs are up at mix.com.au if you want to pick a favourite.
Wow. Okay.
Good luck, Lynn. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Look, we have a member of our team who's... Is accident prone the right word to use?
I believe it is.
Well, only in the last couple of years.
he's already started. Here he is, the accident-prone one himself, Captain Paul. What's happened to you now, mate?
Well, you know that I like to design and build aircraft and test them and everything. Well, I was doing that yesterday, and I was testing a new aircraft that I have worked on, and it has a pusher propeller rather than a puller. Enough pulling going on. And so anyway, I launched the aeroplane and didn't get my hand out of the way quick enough. And the propeller flew through my fingers, and I ended up with 20 stitches.
Oh, dear.
In two fingers.
We should just remind listeners that it was only, a few months ago that you drilled through your own hand?
Yes, that was last
year. Last year, yes. But not that long ago.
Using your hand as a vice, I think that was.
I think it's wonderful, and we should point out, Paul, you've come a long way, because when you drilled through your hand, the drill piece still had gizzards from your hand all over the drill piece.
Yes, which you decided to put back yourself.
And you basically came in wearing a Band-Aid and said, I didn't want to go to the hospital and have to pay or wait in hospital for too long, so I'll go and see a GP today. We were quite concerned about you, obviously, and the muscles in your hand. So we were pretty proud that when you had this accident yesterday, you've actually gone and sought medical attention and had 20 stitches before you came to work.
Well, when I opened it up, I was thinking, it was quite a big slit and there was muscle and everything in there. I thought I needed to get onto this now. So yes,
Probably.
It was early enough in the morning where I went to the docs and...
Was that the indicator where the blood was spraying and someone goes, are you okay? And you said, it's only a flesh wound.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of like an episode of like a part of Kill Bill where it's just like he cuts it and it just starts spurting
out the
side.
Tarantino.
And that was the hard bit, of course, because the aeroplane got flying then. So I actually had to actually fly it around and crash land it next to myself again as my hand was just pouring out with blood. And so it was all rather messy. But anyway, I'm on the mend.
So kids, don't be like Uncle Paul.
No.
Seeking medical attention is not Googling it.
Yeah. Has anyone seen a blood splattered plane?
Yes.
So you got the plane in the car. You have got it.
Plane's back in the car. Okay, yeah, so that's all intact. Yes, yep. It wasn't a bad crash landing. So and my hand's going to take 2 weeks to fix. Apparently,
you are a worry. Well, you're going to need a chaperone with you from now on.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt, and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Today it's your Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt, and Kimber. Ahead of the news, as we do it for Ventura Homes.
Yeah, thanks to Ventura Homes for jumping on board. Can't do the show without you. And if you love your location but you don't love your home, talk to Ventura Homes about it because they can just demolish it, get rid of the rubbish you're in and build something beautiful.
Yeah, Ventura Homes are proud to be Perth's most awarded home builder. Why would you build with anyone else? So visit venturahomes.com.au.
Yeah, get into it. Of course, BRN 10805.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Story on Today Tonight last night, talking about in the way that the world is changing, the changing climate between, you could talk about the battle of the sexes we used to talk about in the old days, but the way people associate with each other. Today Tonight did a story on and asked the question, is chivalry dead? Old-fashioned chivalry. Lay down your jacket on a puddle for a woman.
Oh, yes. Open the doors. Yep.
All
paying
of those
for
kinds
things.
Of things. Yeah. Is it different? Have a listen to this. This is a little bit from the show last night, Today Tonight on 7. They asked people in the Murray Street Mall, should men open doors?
Well, I think it's still like something that's really nice.
Absolutely, they should, yeah.
I think we can open our own doors and it's not really expected anymore.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing if they do it, but I wouldn't stand and expect someone to.
It doesn't do any harm. I mean, it shows a bit of courtesy, doesn't it? Women can hold them for men as well if they want to.
See, right there, you realise how confusing it is because everyone's got an opinion on it. And, so I think a lot of men are a little bit hesitant to follow their impulses.
I think absolutely. I'm like the confusion between, what people think feminism is, and most of the time people's version of what feminism is incorrect.
Mm.
But people think that took over and then men don't know how to behave anymore. And I think that's really sad. Like there's nothing wrong with being courteous and kind and nice. So there's no, like, why not keep up the chivalry?
Yep. And I'm glad you said that because just before we went on air, I looked up the word chivalry in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And, we do get caught up in this kind of thing of opening the door or pulling out the chair. But to be chivalrous it combines a whole lot of virtuous acts.
Yeah, it's a wide spectrum, isn't it?
In your thinking, yeah. in every act that you do, not just towards women, but towards everyone.
Yeah.
I did find one time, and it was over a decade ago, I was going to a doctor at Karrinup, and I opened a door for a woman, and she abused me for doing it.
No.
And that's the only time in my life. And I'm someone who does it fairly regularly.
Yeah, I do it for everyone. Yeah.
Kimber, you never complain when Matt or I have opened the door for
you? I always thank you.
You actually comment on it, which is interesting. The only thing that I see that has changed for me in those kind of actions, and that might be seeing a busy mum at the shops. I was at the Floriot shops a few weeks ago and I was hopping in my car. I looked up. This woman was just finishing putting her stuff in her car and she had a little one to get out of the trolley and put her things away. And I went over and said, oh, I'll take that for you. And she saw me take the trolley back thinking that I needed the trolley. And she went out of her way to thank me because she knew that I'd gone out of my way.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I think is different, as long as it's not a sleazy type action,
you
know what I mean, in the way that things are these days? So it's not so that you feel like you're loitering around a woman to make her feel uncomfortable. So I don't think the chivalry's dead if you are aware of those kind of aspects.
And it's a horrible shame if someone's abused you for doing something kind
to them. Yeah,
that was
weird.
It's not because, if you're going to open the door or whatever, it's not because I can't open it myself. No. I don't feel like you're hindering me or making me feel useless. I just think you're doing something kind.
I don't know if you guys remember when I talked about my trip to the southern states of America. One of the things that really stuck out for me was the old-fashioned manners and how lovely it was.
Yes.
And how every bus station, train station, airport I found myself in, you would always see someone, a man usually, asking an older lady, ma'am, can I help you with that? Ma'am, would you like my seat? Ma'am, would you this? And it just... I don't know. It created a very nice feeling.
Well, they're those random acts of kindness. You don't want those to disappear.
No,
do you
don't.
Yeah. I mean, I even see things like exercising down the beach. And I've said to you guys before, I'll make sure if I'm walking quickly and there's a woman in front of me who's going slower, I'll make sure I jog around her so she feels comfortable. But I see that sort of as modern chivalry in a way as well.
Yes, yes.
You're sort of making someone feel more comfortable.
I don't think chivalry is dead. I think there's lots of people out there, particularly men, who are still very chivalrous. Yes. But as you say, there might be a bit of confusion there about what's expected and what you can and can't do. And the dating world is different because people are like, who pays? But they're just conversations that you can have, honest conversations where you go, would you prefer to pay or would you like me to split? Like, I don't think
of the conversation. That's the thing.
Sure.
Yeah, but then maybe the old-fashioned laying down the coat on a puddle, people probably look at you in a strange way now. A woman's quite capable of jumping over it.
But. James will never let me walk on the dangerous side of the road.
There you go.
If you're on the footpath, it's always he'll go on the side closest to the cars, always.
Assuming that's the dangerous side of the road.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
With the other asking, the question is, good old-fashioned chivalry dead?
Yes.
Yeah. Maddie was just saying off air too, we were just chatting about how like chivalry really just seems to be manners these days. Like a bit more than please and thank you, but just courteous manners.
Yes. And the question's raised because the way men and women relate has changed. There's no doubt there's been a game changer in many facets of the world, haven't there?
Yes. And does equality mean that a man can't do certain things for a woman and be seen to be putting her down?
Well, Emma's in Ridgewood. Emma, what do you think? Is chivalry dead?
No, it's not dead. My six-year-old boy, he opens the door for ladies in particular, and he'll use all his weight to put on the door, and he'll really struggle with it, and then he'll go, ladies.
So who's taught him that, Em?
I think it might have been me.
That's brilliant.
Accidentally, maybe.
No, nice. It's a sweet thing to do and help other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And his name is Lord Fauntleroy, Emma, is it?
Little Lord.
Love it. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks.
Let's go to Mirrabooka. Richard, is chivalry dead?
Oh, I think it's getting that way.
Mm.
People don't say thank you anymore.
No,
it's free to use your manners.
Yes.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it, Richard? Are you seeing that in all sorts of situations, just not getting thanks?
Yep, from men and women.
Yeah, I find that in traffic, that's the one that gets me, that you really are going out of your way to let someone in, and you often get the thanks, but sometimes you don't. I go, really?
I normally go, thank you, after they've walked through and not say anything.
Yeah, okay.
And then carry on my day.
Yeah, exactly. And, we focus on teaching it to kids, saying you must say please and you must say thank you. And then suddenly there's this bit where people get older and just think it's not necessary anymore. And I think it's just important we keep it.
But it's the same when you go to the shops and you say, can I please have? And they'll say, that's $5.50. Not, that's $5.50, please.
I'm with you, Richard. And I think, for that small token gesture, the energy between you and that other person changes significantly.
Mm-hmm.
in a positive way.
I want to go back to the shop when they say please when they ask me for money.
But you know what, Richard? Yeah. I always think don't let it change your behaviour. If you're the kind of person who likes to do kind things for people, then don't stop doing that. Just continue, and the right person will appreciate it when they go by, and it's a shame about the others.
It's nice when you hear someone say thank you or please.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really over the top, the thanks, and it's, those random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
You always get something more out of it, even than the person you're doing it for. Let's go to Gidgee Get Up. G'day, Karen.
Hi.
Hey, is chivalry dead?
I think it's slowly getting that way. I still love to watch my dad at 72 open the door for my mum every time they get in and out of the car.
What a guy.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and I think we don't see enough of it. I think our young people of today could learn from that generation.
Yes.
As the previous caller said, there's no pleases, there's no thank yous, there's no manners, there's people, older people standing on public transport.
Yes.
Where young people sit down, and it's just not even noticed. It's just heads in phones, heads in social media.
Yeah.
Well, we should say too, Karen, it's not just young people. Like, this just seems to be travelling across everybody. There's lots of people that are just not using their manners. So we can all change that before it happens.
Yep. Yep, most definitely, most definitely. And I think it's, as the previous first lady said, her little six-year-old, now he's somebody to learn by.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I reckon.
If a six-year-old can do it, I have a 16-year-old, and, you know, she certainly knows her manners, but certainly goes to school with a lot of kids, and there's a lot of teachers who still need to have a look around at themselves and how they conduct themselves, and then passes that on to the kids.
Yeah. Thanks, Great Karen. Stuff.
Thanks, Karen.
No worries.
Richard in Thornley. Richard, is chivalry dead?
Yeah, I pretty much think it is. The simple reason I've been brought up well with my father, and always trying to do something nice for people every day. And on a number of occasions, I've actually copped a mouthful for trying to do something nice for people.
Really?
Yeah. When you open the door for a lady to go into the shops and they sort of look at you and open the next door and push their own way in, or I've actually tried to help a couple of people across the crosswalk and actually copped a mouthful for it.
Okay, yeah, that's not good. You had some bad experiences with it, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, even in the shops, try and pick something up for someone when they drop it, and they sort of just look at you and walk off.
There's a lack of trust there now. I think everyone's a bit suspicious of each other. But Richard, you know, the people who abuse you, they'd be fewer than the ones out there who really appreciate it. Like, you know, it'd be terrible for us to change our good behaviours for the people who are not behaving appropriately.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'll never change, but...
Good on you, Richard. Yeah, save the gentleman. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
And the chivalry's not just men doing things for women. Because I was at the shops down in Cambridge Street a couple of weeks ago, and a woman had left her wallet or purse in the Coles, and the girl from Coles went running out down Cambridge Street to catch her. And when the woman realised, a small handbag, when the woman who'd left her bag behind had left it, and what was happening, gave her the biggest hug.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's really cool to see.
Yeah.
And as she walked past me, the girl who'd run from Coles, I just went, good day for the day, nice work.
Yeah. Absolutely, you're right. Chivalry doesn't have to be men-related. Yeah, it's just all of us.
Yeah. Everyone wants to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
You tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Guys, it turns out there's a gender pay gap.
No.
Yeah.
Are men still getting paid less than women?
Are you making that up, Kimber?
No, I think it's legitimate. Sophie Turner is a lead character in one of the most popular TV shows in the world. Of course, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Sophie plays Sansa Stark.
Yep.
And she, you know, it's a big role.
Oh, she's been through the mill and back, I tell you, that girl.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, she has revealed that her co-star, Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, I believe, is paid more than three times what she earns on the show.
Right.
She has admitted that she thinks it's kind of fair that he gets paid more because he does more work, which is totally reasonable. But do you know how much more he's been paid?
Well, three times more.
$656,000 extra per episode. Nearly $700,000 per episode he's making more than her.
Like she an said, AFL contract.
She said, well, he had a bigger storyline, and last series he had something crazy like 70 night shoots, and I didn't have that, so he gets to keep the money. But that seems like a lot of money.
To be fair, she had a lot of scenes where she just kind of looked a bit sad about the way things were going.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, she was sad about the pay gap.
He was fighting the undead.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, right.
You're going to want some penalty rates for that.
Didn't lose his head.
Yeah. I mean, she has also said that filming the final Game of Thrones series is like a death in the family. She said, I'm just losing the character that I've played for so long.
Yeah, but no, shame you weren't paid for it. Huge amount of money. Yeah.
Kids got more money for when winter is coming, I guess.
Yeah, I bet. Now, Pink has lashed out at Instagram users who recently criticised her son in a family photo.
Really?
Pink posted a photo of herself with her 7-year-old daughter and her 18-month-old son interacting with a pelican on holiday.
Sure.
Right.
And hours later, Pink was forced to remove the pic because fans were attacking her over the fact that her son's genitals were visible.
Oh.
Pink didn't realise that he'd removed his swim nappy, and when she posted the pic, she just didn't notice.
Right.
But the pic sparked commentary on whether or not her son had been circumcised.
Oh, dear.
And so Pink has reacted saying, there is something seriously wrong with a lot of you going off about my son's penis. You're all disgusting, and I've deleted the pic.
Right.
And then she ended up putting up another pic of it with her with his parts scribbled out saying, here we are torturing and abusing a pelican, you know, to try and get back at them. But yeah, it was a pretty rough jab they had at her.
Okay. Yeah, photo and article in the paper today.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Pink on holidays.
Yeah. Mm. And guys, the trailer has been released for the new Australian film, Ride Like a Girl. It is the story of Michelle Payne, first female jockey to win the Melbourne Cup in 2015, riding Prince of Penzance.
What sort of jockey would you like to say?
I just want to win the Melbourne Cup.
All set to go for the Melbourne Cup. Stand by for the race that stops the nation.
Get off me!
Get back to where you belong!
You must be exhausted.
Work twice as hard and get half the ride.
It's the only thing that matters. Is the odds you give yourself.
Hope it's better than the movie The Cup.
You hope so. It's been directed by Rachel Griffiths and it stars Sam Neill as Michelle Payne's dad.
Being inspa-bloody-rational there, Sam, wasn't he? It's the only odds of yourself.
Yeah. Teresa Palmer plays Michelle Payne, and Michelle Payne's actual brother, Stevie Payne, who is the Melbourne Cup winning strapper, he's in the film too. He plays himself.
Oh, does he? Oh,
yeah,
that's
and
good.
It will be in Aussie cinemas September 26.
He's a sweetheart, Stevie.
Yeah.
I mean, great story. You know, in real life, you do wonder sometimes whether they necessarily translate to being a great film.
Yeah, and apparently she had a lot of adversity. She was told, you know, if you fall off another horse, you're going to die, basically.
Yeah.
Stop falling off the horses and stop riding them. But she came back to win the Melbourne Cup. So.
Incredible story. Teresa Palmer getting paid the same as Sam Neill?
I would say three times less.
Sorry to mention that.
Just generic. I'm going to go talk to our boss right now and see what we need to discuss about this show.
You're all right.
That's your daily juice.
Very good.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We'll work on that.
Correct card with
Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco.
We love a party. The Blue Light Disco is next Friday. Yes, Friday week at Capital Nightclub, putting up that Pinocchio sign just for us and just for you.
Oh, it sounds like a Blue Light Disco to me.
It does. One of our favourite events of the year. And we've been giving away invitations for those who have registered at mix.com.au. But we want to upgrade people to the VIP section. And Tracy from Padbury, you'll be joining us.
Yay!
Yay!
This time with feeling, Tracy. I hope you dance bigger than that.
I'm on the train.
Oh, yeah, no, we understand.
You're on the Joondalup up line, Tracy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, now fair enough. You got to keep it together when you're on a packed train, don't you?
Oh, maybe.
Actually, it would be funny if you got up and danced on the train heading to the city.
Don't push it. I might do a woohoo.
Well, Tracy, you'll need to get together three of your friends because you'll be joining us at Mix 94.5's Blue Light Disco, and you'll be in the VIP area. So you get the VIP entry, you get to walk past all the people lining up, and you can relax in the exclusive VIP section with food and drinks.
Oh, my goodness, that's fantastic. Thank you.
That's our absolute pleasure, Tracy. And, of course, you know, you need to get dolled up because we're all going to be, you know, getting our best blue light gear on.
I don't think I've got shoulder pads anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lots of tissues.
Maybe I'll come as a police officer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking about my outfit.
Police academy or something?
Well, I might come as a transport police officer to make Tracy feel at home.
I'm going to come as a grey ghost and give Kimber a ticket. Oh,
Tracy, we look forward to seeing you on the night, and there'll be $10,000 to be won, and it could be yours.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, $10,000 in 10 days from now. That's when the party is, Trace. Good luck.
Sounds perfect. Thanks a lot, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Another day brings more news.
occasional bizarre twist. Go Kimber. She's a really
good news. I can't help. But here's what Jen
King missed. Paul's injured, he can't clap.
Clap one-handed. The sound of one hand clapping.
Yeah, clap, yeah, like that. Yeah.
The new book by Captain Paul. Now, of course, we live in a country where we have lots of dangerous animals.
Mm.
And we love to, you know, make documentaries about that. But, of course, there is one creature that is far more dangerous than any other.
Mm.
And we know that 700,000 people a year are killed by the humble mosquito.
Oh, just the noise will do it to you.
In fact, nearly 20% of all infectious disease is caused by the mosquito.
Mosquitoes don't bring anything good to our lives. I can't. They feed the frogs. That's about it.
Well,
otherwise,
they do. They also pollinate things. I mean, they're not.
We got bees for that.
Yeah.
For
well, no, bees are going too.
Yeah, bees are history pretty much. Yeah.
But this is fascinating. Obviously, you know, we're always trying to find ways to get rid of mosquitoes. Dengue fever, yellow fever, horrible, horrible diseases.
Ross River.
Yeah, Ross River. Yeah, which is nasty.
Yeah.
So, you know, often they'll be pumping chemicals into, you know, valleys and swamplands to try and kill them. How good is this, right? A song by a band called Skrillex.
Skrillex?
Skrillex, right? Called Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
Yeah.
Is found to disrupt mosquito activity.
Awesome.
Okay.
And I lived to the day that Skrillex got played on Mix. I love it.
All right.
It disrupts me a little bit too.
Yeah.
I've got one Skrillex song in me. I can get through this track and then I'm like, I'm done.
Well, it is 6:12 as well.
Yeah.
It's not helping you.
Okay. It doesn't make you want to eat anything, does it, this song? And it doesn't want to make you make love. It
makes me want to get glow sticks and go to the party.
Oh, well, that's what it's doing to mosquitoes. Because they found that the mosquitoes don't want to copulate when that's being played.
Well, maybe and quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
That's about it, though.
Yeah, and they don't want to suck the blood of other creatures.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They're really affected by the low and high frequency of the track.
It's a disruptor. It's a game changer.
It's a disruptor.
That's incredible.
Wow, I'm actually going to consider this because mosquitoes love me and they keep attacking me. So maybe I need to. Just
yeah, they
get
are attracted to
Skrillex.
To you.
This is not the first time that this kind of science has been done. Of course, the famous ZZ Top track is found to disrupt spiders' activity.
Got a lot of legs.
Yeah.
Know how to use them.
And even more fascinating, they found that the flesh-eating bacteria was actually attracted to this track. Touch me
like
this.
Slime.
Yeah. So hopefully we can get rid of all of the chemicals in our house.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to listen to some pretty tough stuff though there, don't we?
Very tough.
Can we take Celine off and put Skrillex back
on? Yeah, put Skrillex back on. So there you go.
Nice, Maddie.
Just carry that around with you. Have your dream home built by Perth's most awarded home builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.